So it's Monday after the Australian federal election, and I am going to address the elephant in the room, and that is that the freedom-friendly minor parties failed miserably. Doesn't mean we didn't try, but this is a chance for us to learn. Now, we could have learned from 2022, which I think I did, which is that our influence split up against amongst 9, 10 different parties. Not going to get anywhere, okay? What we learned is that in 2022, we have about 15% of the entire country's vote. So if we have 7 different minor parties to be split amongst, it's really not going to work. Now, my question is, why did I, a 36-year-old unexperienced political person, learn that lesson very quickly and others did not? Now, I'm not going to name names, but it's pretty obvious probably who I'm talking about. This election has been an absolute insult to the Freedom family. It has. The volunteer campaigns, the wasting of energy, of resources. You know, I ran in 2020 as an independent and I know what it's like. You get this overinflated sense of potential winning because you're surrounded by volunteers who support you and you start to think that, hey, maybe I can actually do something, right? And I got caught into that trap in 2022. But these other players that also were running in this election in the Freedom minor parties, they're experienced politicians. They know better. They know odds. They know numbers. They've been in the game, right? So why haven't we learnt the lesson? Why haven't they learnt the lesson? The only way for the freedom movement to make a political change within the minor parties is to consolidate into one party. The end of story. End of story. And until that happens, I want nothing to do with any of you, okay? It's not personal. It's not personal. It's strategic because it's too much energy, it's too much resources, it's too much money because none of them have money to resource the campaigns. And we end up with nothing, okay? The entire freedom movement maybe is going to have one Senate seat with One Nation. That's it. What we've also seen in the last 6 months or 3 months is these political figures that we trust and respect, and I still do, who have social media profiles, have been slinging mud at each other. They've been jumping ship from party to party and expecting their followers to just loyally follow them along like lost puppies and change memberships and do all this and that and the other. They say they're going to do one thing and they do another. They had a full running commentary on who was coming to meetings, who was invited to meetings, and oh, look what I've done. I'm working with this person. They started kind of working together like a month out from the election and expected all of us to be like, hooray, hooray, people are working together, when you had 3 years to sort it out. Yep. And then the attacks on One Nation from each other, then Trumpets of Patriots comes in and calls One Nation evil at the last minute. Their how to vote cards are a mess. They lie about being hacked. They spend millions of dollars on a campaign that results in nothing, when some of the grassroots movements, if they had just 1/100th of the amount spent on that Trumpet of Patriots campaign, could actually change this country instead of just slamming their face all over billboards. I mean, honestly, the way that some of these people have conducted themselves has been very embarrassing. I still have tons of hope in the freedom community, but I'm very disappointed in our representation in this election. And all I'm asking for is that we reflect on our mistakes and we learn from them. Now, I do have some reasons and credit to talk on this. I didn't sling any mud before the election. I just watched from the sidelines. I didn't get involved in any minor parties. I actually got involved in the Put the Greens Last campaign because I saw this happening. It was so messy. I didn't want to get involved. And I learnt from 2022. So I hitched a ride to a campaign that actually had a potential of success. It was focused. And guess what? We were successful. Adam Bandt, the leader of the Greens Party, is probably going to lose his seat. All 3 seats in Queensland are lost. We achieved something. We went for something focused and we achieved it. And I'm very proud of that. I'm proud that I didn't get involved in the messiness of the election. But I don't think some of you can say the same thing. What we've learned as well is that money doesn't buy votes and neither does a social media presence. Neither does one truck or one billboard driving around a state, okay? You need more than that, okay? And I won't be taken along this joyride anymore. And I just want to say that I know that this isn't intentional. I know that these people probably didn't mean to waste people's energy. It's just that I'm kind of getting sick of people not taking accountability for their mistakes and not opening up and saying, yeah, okay, we've learned our lesson and I think we're the best party, but you know what? We're not going to actually get anywhere in this country if we don't join forces. And I think that you're losing momentum by being pigheaded about everyone having to join your party or do this. And if I see this teenage playground stuff again, I'll tell you what, I'm going to start calling it out because it's not fair. The Freedom family do not deserve to be pawned around and passed around and wasted, our energy wasted. People with children, people with small businesses, it's just not okay. Now, unfortunately, you forced us to think of other strategies which do not involve the minor party. We have to join the major parties. It's the only political option I see. Because you've had two runs at it, minor parties, two runs of it in 2022. We had the momentum of COVID and things like that. Now we have 2025, complete bust. Yeah. So we have to think outside the box. And it's going to take me a long time to trust these people's insights anymore because they wasted their time. And a lot of these people are now irrelevant. They've lost their seats. They've lost volunteers, they've lost momentum, and we're back to ground zero. And you know, we're just going to have to do something different. And I think joining the major parties is the only option. And more on that later. But the reason I open up like this is because when I'm feeling this way, I know that other people are feeling this way too. And I just wanted to address that you're not alone. And I feel the same way. Anyway, see you guys next time.